Chapter 3. Getting Ready. It was not easy for Pinky to keep his idea a secret from Amanda.
"Where are you taking those?"
she wanted to know when she saw Pinky carrying all his stuffed animals across the street to Rex's house.
"Nowhere," said Pinky.
"Why are you wearing that?"
she asked when she saw Pinky putting on his best pink tie.
"No reason," Pinky answered.
"Why can't I play?"
she wailed when Pinky crossed the street and left her standing at the curb.
"Because," he told her.
Pinky and Rex decided to get married in the garden behind Rex's house. Rex explained that the friends of the man sit on one side and the friends of the woman sit on the other. So Pinky lined up all his animals along one side of the path that led to the garden, and Rex placed all her dinosaurs on the other.
"Who will marry us?" Rex asked.
Pinky looked at all his animals.
"Pretzel," he said, picking out his favorite.
Rex wasn't sure she wanted to be married by a pig, but then she thought of how much Pinky loved him, and that made it all right.
"We have to have rings," she said then.
"I don't have any money," said Pinky. "Besides, all the ring stores will be closed."
"We can make them,"
Rex suggested. She bent down and pulled out some long, thick blades of grass.
"Twist them around each other and they'll be our rings."
"What about music?" asked Pinky.
Rex ran inside the house and came out with her tape player.
"I picked out my favorite song," she said. "We can play it while I march down the aisle."
"Uh-oh." "What's wrong?"
"I have to wear a veil."
"No, you don't," said Pinky. "You look nice in your party dress."
"But I have to have a veil,"
Rex insisted. She ran into the house again and came out with a sheet.
"Mother says there are no curtains I can play with, but she gave me this sheet. It will just have to do."
Pinky helped Rex put the sheet.